You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. I'm Luis Sanz, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today are Evie Ganaway and John Olguin, and they are doctoral students in the geology department, and they're here to talk a little bit about Earth Day, which happens on October 17th, but first of all, we want to welcome you. Thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Now, I mentioned that you all are doctoral students in the geology department. If you wouldn't mind telling us a little bit about your studies in geology and you know, what you've experienced and learned in the department, because a lot of people, when they think of geology, they basically think of, you know, somebody out looking for rocks. But you guys do a lot of neat stuff. You have a lot of workshops during the summer for children. And then, of course, Earth Sciences Day, which is going to be happening here soon. If you wouldn't mind sharing with us a little bit about what you all have to offer.
Well, I am one of those people who goes out and looks at the rocks. But I do sedimentology, so looking at the rocks that are surrounding us today and how they form and trying to kind of reconstruct some of that Earth's history by looking at the beautiful geology we have here in the El Paso area and around the world.
Is El Paso and our surrounding area, I've heard that it's a very good laboratory for, you know, science as far as, any type. Health sciences, I know the Center for Disease Control said that it was a laboratory here. But what about as far as the elements that are here? You mentioned, you know, that you go out and look at the different rocks and people might say, well, you know, I've driven by there a lot of times or I've gone hiking up there. I don't know what to look for. Everything kind of looks beautiful, everything.
Right. Well, I mean, that's the one of the great parts about El Paso in this area is we have the Franklin Mountains, we have Waco Tanks, we have the Guadalupe Mountains just and Carlsbad Caverns, but a few hours from us. And so we've got these kind of pristine scientific laboratories that sort of a perfect lead in to Earth Science Day, that you can see the surroundings, see your Earth through the eyes of a geoscientist. Kind of the idea behind Earth Science Day is we can take advantage of those beautiful outcrops and mountains that we have around us and learn something about them.
So, as I mentioned, Earth Sciences Day is going to be taking place October 17th. What is it that you all are offering the public, the community, that people can come and experience and learn more about, you know, some of the things that you've been talking about? John?
Well, Earth Science Day is going to be focused on a lot of the things that we have been collectively doing as a department. One of the things that we are going to be focusing on as an overall part of the Earth Science Week nationwide is that we'll be focusing on how we visualize many of the things that we're studying. For example, if we are trying to look at more of my field of expertise right now is the atmospheric and land interactions, basically how the weathering, erosion, and whatnot on the surface of the Earth, how can we use computer models to actually better enhance our understanding of what goes on, of those kind of geological processes, both in the atmosphere and also on the ground. So when we look at these new techniques, these new technologies that were being employed to actually make not only that we see the beautiful things in geology, we actually enhance them. We actually bring out more of those details so we can better understand them, so we can actually see what is going on, so we can better apply all of our knowledge and our techniques to study even more in depth, whether it be for the petroleum industry, whether it be for atmospheric sciences, whether it be for even planetary sciences, because we can use the Earth as an analog to look at, say, Mars and, say, even Pluto, for that matter. So there's a lot of, I guess, positives when we have this Earth Science Day, specifically one-day event, kind of intense. So we're going to have all these, you know, events and whatnot highlight those points.
So what are some of the things that perhaps, and I'm looking now at some of the young people, are there going to be some interactive displays that you all can talk about, Evie?
Yes, so we've got lots of things planned. We have several guest speakers that will be coming to give discussions. We've got some on biology, some, I think, on planetary science as well. We've organized a weather balloon launch, and John can probably speak a little bit more to that. There'll be a rock auction for young folks, as well as a fossil dig, which always gets kids excited because everybody loves finding fossils. The Centennial Museum is going to have – they're going to have a contribution as well, where they'll have some stands on how rocks form, as well as having their museum open for kids to visit. We've got some activities on earthquakes and how we identify and deal with earthquakes and things like that. There will be some just sort of history of El Paso. What do the rocks here in El Paso tell us about life, you know, millions of years ago in this area, and how similar or different it was, as well as some, you know, interactive volcano activities, things like that.
Evie mentioned, John mentioned the weather balloon, and you know, there have been a lot of interesting things done in the past with balloons. In fact, balloons were even used during the Civil War to kind of overlook some of the things. But weather has always been something that fascinates people, from, you know, rainmakers, all the people that, you know, would sell stuff during the Old West days. But living here in the Southwest, the settlers, the cowboys, Native Americans, whatever you want to call them, they had to experience some very difficult conditions. And now with weather balloons and everything else that we have, the technology, tell us a little bit about what people can expect and what you all find out. For example, you know, earlier last week or this week, we had, you know, the tornado sightings here in the El Paso area. Right. And people wonder, like, what, tornadoes in El Paso or earthquakes in El Paso?
Right, exactly. So, I mean, what we're trying to do with the weather balloon is basically kind of show the public what all goes involved in just the basics of what we do to study the atmosphere. So when we do these weather balloons, we actually have maybe like a little device or something and like that. And so this is going to be more of a that actually measures, some, this little device will measure maybe temperature or something like that. But we're going to try to keep it, you know, some relatively, you know, I guess more hands-on, so people can actually see the balloon launch. I mean, we'll be handling the launch and whatnot, but we want to see a lot of people come out to actually see what all entails going in preparing a weather balloon, what kind of devices do we talk about. Maybe we'll have we'll kind of leave it up to the of a bit of a surprise on the day, because we're going to add a little something that we'll have, maybe have a surprise for maybe people to interact and ask questions more about how weather balloons actually do make a big difference in helping us understand weather.
So is this going to all happen on campus?
On campus, yes. So most of this, like the weather balloon launch, we're finalizing the last details of it. It should be launching right in front of geology, hopefully. We're, like I said, we're still trying to get all the last minute details and you know, signatures, whatnot for that. But what we have planned is for the launch to be outside, right in front of geology. We have a lot of these, a lot of the other stuff like the volcano demonstrations and the earthquake demonstrations. Those will be pretty much inside, but yeah, we're hoping to see a really good turnout to have actually a lot of people ask those questions. It's like, well, how do weather balloons actually really help us understand the weather? I mean, like you said, we just saw really intense weather phenomenon happening with like tornadoes, these winds, and you know, hail that we normally don't see this late in the year, and so this will be a really good way of bringing people's awareness and having people's interest into the geological sciences. And when they get to see these weather balloons, when they get to even visualize it, because we have a wall that we're trying to, a visualized wall, if you will, a geowall that actually displays a lot of really neat results from data. And so maybe that, you know, they can also see that this, using the technology, that we can also, you know, enhance our understanding of looking at the weather on this big screen. But it helps us, you know, picture and understand what's really going on in the atmosphere and whatnot.
And John, how, just out of curiosity, how high do these weather balloons usually go?
Not off the top of my head, I'm not too sure. I know for sure it goes up in about 1,000 feet to maybe 2,000 feet.
Because
I know for sure.
Sometimes they're visible, right?
Right. And then, I mean, I think I'm not too clear on exactly how high they go. I don't want to give you a wrong number, but relatively, they go into the, you know, lower part, you know, troposphere, the troposphere, the planetary boundary layer, if you will, you know, of the atmosphere. So we get to see, you know, pick up a lot of these. The weather balloon that we would launch would be something of a low altitude.
And Evie, you mentioned earlier earthquakes and volcanoes. And again, just like the tornadoes, people are wondering about, you know, I didn't know that UTEP had a seismic laboratory here.
Right.
And that you guys, you know, work and study earthquakes and, you know, volcanoes.
Yeah, I mean, we have a really interactive department in terms of studying things like that, things that directly affect our Earth, either here or around the world. And so looking at earthquakes and volcanoes and kind of, I mean, we live on a very, you know, in a very dynamic place, and not just us here in El Paso, but everyone lives on this dynamic Earth. And so getting to see all of the different types of technology that we use as geoscientists, or anybody kind of directly or indirectly related to us, uses to gather data or study data about our Earth and how that, you know, affects your everyday life. And it's kind of the whole theme of Earth Science Week this year, is visualizing Earth systems. John's touched on it several times. And, you know, we look at We've got seismic imaging to look at what the subsurface of the Earth looks like. So what is, you know, under our feet where we can't actually see it, we've got ways to visualize that, or different types of aerial imagery, or the weather balloons, you know, things like that, to look at what are all of the dynamic processes, earthquakes, volcanoes, the weather, what are all of those, how are they affecting us, and how do we deal with them? How do we as geoscientists look at them and study them and learn from them?
You mentioned something that, you know, will prick the ears of not just young people but adults as well, because I remember when I was younger, when we had a science fair, everybody, especially, you could tell whose dads helped and who didn't. They had the volcanoes and with the dry ice, and that's always cool for not just young people but everybody to watch. So you said you're going to have some of those demonstrations?
Yeah. We're going to have interactive, it'll be sort of small kind of messy activities, volcanoes, some of the students. So this is not, it's going to be both undergrad students as well as graduate students that are participating, as well as a lot of the professors and faculty within the department. And so we've got the group that's going to be doing some earthquake activities, demonstrating how we access kind of local information about earthquake hazards and things like that. And then, of course, like I mentioned, the fossil dig, lots of interactive, hands-on activities for all ages. I mean, we want this to very much be a family-oriented event where we've got, you know, everyone from your littlest child to high school students. There's things for every age.
And I know, as you mentioned, every age, I know that here in the Department of Communication, we're next to geology, and right behind the building is a little pit there where I guess you all put the rocks that have already been used. But you know, I've seen young people go out there. I used to go out there with my kids, and we would look at some of the rocks. And, you know, for a young person, they find a rock, and it's the coolest thing ever, put in their pocket, carried everywhere. And I think that's going to be neat too, when you said you were going to have a rock auction.
Right.
So people are going to say, wow, you know, I'm going to save my pennies up and go up there and see what can
we hope
do.
So, yeah. So rock auction, and then there'll be a bake sale. We're going to have as many people out and interacting with all of these visitors. Getting younger kids excited about science, whatever type of science it is, this is one way to do it and get them in and see how interactive and how important of a field it is, that, you know, they can get excited about it and see that we get excited about it as well.
What time does this all start?
So it's October 17th, Saturday, October 17th, and it'll be 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. At the Department of Geological Sciences building here on the UTEP campus.
And that is, again, tomorrow. And we want to thank Evie Ganaway and also John Olguin with the Geology Department, talking about Earth Sciences Day, which starts tomorrow at 1 p.m. And again, if you don't know where Geology Department is, it's right next to the Communication Building, right across from the Centennial Museum. So as you come in from the Sun Bowl Gate, it's the second building on your left past the security guard. Thank you all very much for being with us here today.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Joseph Fernandez. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sainz.